We're starting to practice telling the story of Wild Woman. So far, we've only told the simplest possible version. I've given you a very short version of just four sentences. Wild Woman is a big woman. She has many names. She has a big basket. She takes children. When I told this very simply in Central dialect, I said something like, "Ich ish lutzma, ich katlamu." Ayak ish aamti. Ich ish. Sorry, unak ish kautz. I'm going to keep that third sentence. Unak ish kautz. So quitlish ash dat nais. True. Even keeping the story that simple, several of you had trouble with these with sentences 2, 3, and 4. She has many names, she has a big basket, and she takes children. Let's take the last one first. Let's take the last sentence of this short version. She takes children. So I heard several of you say "sukwit ish tatna is," which is a good sentence, but that means something like she has taken children. That's a simple sentence with complete aspect. But what you want is she habitually takes children. So this is a case where we need to say something like takshit ish sukwit tatna is, she always takes children. Or we could use the habitual ending, which in central dialects is ath, sukwit ish ath tatna is. There's several ways to do it, but we're going to need some kind of complication like that in order to say what we want. In addition, I've given you some other words, kuwish. Means to steal. That's complete aspect. And kukush is off and on aspect. So one way to put this is kukush wa ish tatna is. I hear that she takes children from time to time. So these are several different ways of saying what you want to say. Now let's talk about sentences 2 and 3. We were talking about sentences 2 and 3. She has many names. In order to say this, you're going to need the ending nak or the possessive ending uk. So one way to say it, aya nak ish a omti. She has many names. Aya nak ish a omti. Another way to put it, ayak ish a omti. If you don't know how to make those sentences yet, then get someone to teach you how, or leave that out of your story for now. She has a big basket. We can make a similar sentence to the last one, except instead of aya aomti, our sentence is formed around the words ih kautz. So ih nak ish kautz or ih huk ish kautz are two ways of putting that. One of the questions we had was kautz, is it a generic word for basket or is it particular type of basket? Tom was just telling us some of what makes kautz a special kind of basket. Kautz is the biggest kind of basket. It's sometimes called a burden basket in English, and it's held on usually by a strap around the forehead. So there's no generic word for basket in Nuchanalth. It's one of the areas where you have to know the specific name of the type of basket you're talking about. Some other important types of baskets in Nuchanalth are tsa'awats, tlapat, and piki'u. We'll eventually do a special lesson on baskets, probably not this term though. There was one other question about the word utspanach. Utspanach is another useful word you can use for describing Wild Woman's basket. Uts means to bring along. It has the same ending as the word hinits. Hinits, bringing it along. Utz, another way to say that, using the empty root. Utzpanach is carrying it around with you wherever you go. So you can say something like, Utzpanach wa ish ath ka utz. Utzpanach wa ish ath ka utz. She carries a burden basket with her around. So that's not the most basic level, right? I've just jumped ahead a couple of steps, but that's an example of the kind of embellishment you can add to your story as soon as you're ready. I'll say something about some of Wild Woman's different names, going from south to north. In Barkley Sound, she's called Ishsuish. This is related to Ishtzeep, which is pitch. She puts pitch in the children's eyes so they can't see. And Ishsuish, some people analyze that as pitch on the eyes, but Sapir's analysis of it was that she had pitch smeared around the inside of her house. Ishsuish. Iyiki Iyakasamu, these don't mean anything to me. I can't break them down. That's her name in the central region. Another central name that I haven't included, but I'll add later, is Ahakai Themak. Ahakai Themak. This seems to be just another version of Iyakasamu, and it also doesn't mean anything to me. Her Ahadacit name is Matlohas. Not only Ahadacit, but also Mochamuchtlut, I think, so that's a northern name. Matlohas. This seems to be based on the root for tie, so it might have to do with how her basket is tied to her. It might go around to her forehead, or it might go around her chest. And the Cayucan name Nipis also doesn't mean anything to me. As far as I know, it's just a name. We just got some more info from Tom, Tess, Aaron, Josh about names. Tess tells us that, I'm repeating this for the recording. Tess tells us that Cayucans also call her Ahakai Themak in addition to Nipis. Tom connects the name Iiki to the whistling or screaming when she's spotted. The parents will scream to their children to come home. Aaron shares a version from his grandma Betty Kietla, where she adds a couple more syllables, Iiki, Iiki, and I can add another bit of info about Wild Woman. So, when you become a really skilled storyteller, you also need to make her sound a particular way. Wild Woman's one of the characters that has her own particular way of talking. And the way she talks is kind of like this. She doubles the first syllable and sticks an H in. And we see that in some of her names. So, Matlohas is also pronounced Mahatlohas. Iiki. It's probably that Ihiki. Ahakaisemak is another example of that. Iishsuish is probably another example of that. So, for example, when she tries to lure the children, she tells them, "I have good gum." She says, "Tusukwa ishtsip, tusukwa ishtsip." That would be the normal way to say that. But what she says is, "Tusukwa ishtsip, tusukwa ishtsip," which sounds kind of creepy. So, that's another part of her name and the way she talks.